All right, Dan Fahey, that was the craziest. So you got fifth with Chase Sexton. But the last four laps, there was just bodies everywhere. So I guess if you're Chase and you'll take the fifth. But holy crap, man.
I mean, it was one of the craziest races that I've ever seen. I mean, I don't remember one like that.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, our night, it wasn't ideal. But it, you know what? Yeah. It was a good recovery.
Yeah.
And we'll take it.
Yeah.
You know?
Second in heat. You guys worked on some testing this week. I thought the heat race was pretty good. I mean, obviously, he would have liked to have won, but...
Qualifying was good too. So heat race, qualifying were both really good.
Yeah.
I seen some progress, to be perfectly honest. So
it seems like from the outside no stone is being left unturned by you guys, of course, as always. We saw that last year too. Fucking people are working, man.
We're trying everything. I can promise you that.
Marchbanks is getting better as the season goes on, I feel like. Like again, he got that little gift tonight too, but just his qualifying, his riding, we're not seeing him in LCQs and all that stuff. Like G is improving. It's not a rapid improvement, but to me, it's improvement.
I think so. Yeah. And he's riding steady, I would say, and staying within himself. Hey, this is his first year doing all the races and everything. Like, I mean, I'm pretty happy with that part of it. And, you know, the progress that he's made as far as his consistency. A lot of times we don't see the work that's done during the week. Sometimes it doesn't translate to the results here, but you can see progress being made.
What's he like? To me, from the outside and from people I talk to, he seems like a perfect second guy. He's top 10, and he's also great. He'll test all day long. He'll tell you like how the bike's going, how everything's going. Like, seems like a nice second guy.
I think he's a good guy all the way around, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
And but I think he's – the thing that surprised me the most is his testing. Like, he's really good, like special. And I don't mean telling us where to go or what to do. I mean, I like that. I don't like that. You know what I mean? And I think that's important. And he can remember that one three times ago.
Yeah.
That's the one I like.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you know, he's not using technical terms.
Yep.
Three times ago, that's one I liked.
Right.
Or sometimes we'll try stuff a month out or 2 months out even. And he'll go, and he'll say the exact same comments.
Yeah.
So that, for us, that's that's really cool.
Yeah, as a technical team, you just want to hear the truth. Don't tell us what you think about what you want. Just how does that feel, right?
I agree. And, you know, like for us, that's our goal.
Yep.
Doesn't always work that way. Yep. That's okay. And we work hard to do that. And, you know, like he does a good job.
What's Chiz brought to the program a little bit? We saw you guys doing some work with him. You obviously got Brock. How's Chiz been to deal with?
Chiz has been great.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a good compliment to Brock. Sometimes, you know, you just need another view on the same problem. And he's brought that. And has brought some confidence and stuff. You know, like he's done a really good job. And it's made it so Brock doesn't take anything away from Brock.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
just adds to it. So
well, and they're great friends too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, two questions. To clear up yesterday, we'll see both riders at Paula on the outdoors come in a few weeks, right?
That's correct.
Right, okay. And then second question, I'm asking everybody tonight, who's going to win the Stanley Cup? And it has been an epic fail by everybody, and I know you'll come through for me, right? I know, like, I know you're not the biggest hockey guy, but you can surely, the God, give me a name.
You can't?
I'm sorry, I can't.
You're Canadian. You can't give me a name. No one can even give me a name.
I can give you a name, but I don't even know if we're in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
Jesus, Dan. Okay, we're going to need your passport. Yeah, like,
you're going to have to take it, I think, because for sure I'm not qualified. I'm sorry.
I really. Oh, it's a slam dunk. All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Right. Thank you. Yeah.